Glamorous lifestyle, posh cars, and all those Dolce Vita attributes are tightly associated with Hollywood. But no matter how luxurious this star lifestyle may sound, there's always the flip side of the coin. The secrets the movie industry hides can sometimes be blood-curdling. But I can expose the darkest sides of showbiz for you. The picture's up. Tom Cruise has an ace up his, not exactly sleeve, that helps him nail those jaw-dropping stunts without needing a stunt double. Turns out, it's all thanks to his trusty G-string thong. Tom Cruise rocks a saucy thong to stay flexible and unrestricted as he takes on baddies, leaps out of planes, and does all those crazy action sequences. Hey, if it works for him, more power to him. At the end of his career, Marlon Brando definitely took a laid-back approach to memorizing his lines. He was known to sneak a peek at cue cards hidden around the set, like when he had his lines scribbled on the back of baby Superman's diaper. And in The Godfather, he taped his lines to other actors' chests and maybe even used a sneaky cat to hide a cue card during a memorable scene. Urgent bathroom breaks can seriously mess up anyone's plans. They can be especially uncomfortable if you're an actor that has to perform stunts. Ask Harrison Ford about it. He had a health condition while filming Raiders of the Lost Ark. Because of constant powder room trips, he couldn't shoot a big sword fight scene. It would take way too much time without breaks. Instead, we got that awesome moment where Indy just shoots the swordsman. The cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz was wearing an actual lion pelt. That costume was no joke. It was so heavy and uncomfortable, poor guy. The Wicked Witch of the West wasn't just wearing any old makeup, she was slathering on some green, copper-based makeup that was seriously toxic. Once her makeup was applied, Margaret Hamilton couldn't even eat. All she could do was drink something using a straw. The director of The Exorcist, William Friedkin, was all about getting real reactions from his cast. He'd pull out a shotgun and fire off blanks out of nowhere, scaring the pants off his actors. He just wanted to see genuine fear. That's a dedication to making a creepy film, right? Those bees in Candyman were the real deal. Poor Tony Todd had to deal with them buzzing around during scenes where they came pouring out of his mouth. To film this creepy scene, they used 500 bees to fill his mouth. Those were 12-day-old bees, so their stingers weren't as powerful. Plus, Tony was covered in special pheromones, so the bees thought he was their queen bee. Even with all that protection, he got stung 23 times, but he received an extra grand for each sting. In the movie Casablanca, they used forced perspective for the iconic airport scene, but it wasn't filmed outside as it may seem. There was no way they could fit in a real plane indoors, so they created a small plywood plane model and hired little people as extras to make it look full-sized. With the help of fog and soft focus, the illusion was complete. Humphrey Bogart rocked some serious lifts in his shoes to stand taller than Ingrid Bergman in Casablanca. He was a bit insecure about his height because Bergman was an inch taller than him. You may think it's not a big deal, but Bergman would wear heels in the movie, and she was towering over him in some scenes. So Bogart had to wear these massive platform shoes just to compete. Isla Fisher had a close call while shooting a stunt for Now You See Me. She was stuck in a water tank while chained up and almost drowned. There was supposed to be an emergency switch to drain the tank, but she couldn't reach it because she got tangled in the chains. And to top it off, nobody realized she was in actual danger because they thought she was just acting. Thankfully, she was able to free herself and finally activate the switch in the nick of time. The Blair Witch Project marketing team went all out to trick people into thinking it was a real documentary. Found footage movies are fictional, but they pretend to be real documentaries shot by the characters. The Blair Witch Project was one of the first of its kind. It's about three students trying to make a documentary about a witch in Maryland. Things get crazy in the woods, and by the end of the movie, they vanish, leaving only their footage behind. The marketing campaign got so intense with fake reports and posters that some people actually thought the actors had disappeared for real. Filmmakers always have to get creative when showing vehicles and devices that don't actually exist. Take, for instance, all the funky props in Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. I mean, some explosions in the movie looked just like those old-school Echo mics we used to play with as kids. The prop specialist just used the upper part of the toy and spray-painted it to get a natural-looking result. Michael Keaton's Batman outfit in Batman Returns was rocking some seriously cool kicks. The boots were actually modified Nike Jordan 6s, painted black and decked out with shin armor. And get this, they kept the original sole with the Jumpman logo. Did you know that Janet Leigh, the actress who played Marion Crane in Psycho, was so spooked by her character's shower scene that she avoided showers at all costs? Yep, she only took baths after that. If she really had to shower, she had to make sure every possible exit was sealed and kept a close watch on the door the entire time. Can you blame her? That scene was intense. So get this. In Titanic, Jack totally goofed and told Rose to chill on the bed instead of the couch while he was sketching her. Turns out, Leonardo DiCaprio slipped up and just went with it. Director James Cameron thought it was hilarious and kept it in the final cut. Classic Leo. Henry Cavill's filming for Justice League and Mission Impossible 6 clashed, and Paramount straight up banned him from shaving his epic mustache. Warner Brothers had to drop a cool $25 million to CGI that stash out of the movie. Can you imagine the special effects team freaking out over that? In the 2002 Spider-Man movie, it took a whopping 156 tries to nail a seemingly innocent scene. Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker comes to the rescue of Mary Jane after she takes a tumble in the school cafeteria. Her lunch goes flying, but Spider-Man swoops in, saves the day, and catches everything on her tray. And get this, no CGI was used at all. It was all Maguire making the magic happen. Kirsten Dunst confirmed that there were no tricks, just Maguire's impressive skills, and maybe a little help from a tray glued to his hand. When Alan Rickman took that epic fall from Nakatomi Plaza in Die Hard, he was totally duped by the stunt coordinator. Picture this. Hans is dropped from the tippy top of Nakatomi, actually the Fox Building in Century City, California. Rickman actually did the stunt himself, but here's where it gets juicy. He was basically pranked. The stunt coordinator held him with a rope and said he'd be released on three, but pulled a sneaky move and let him go on one instead. So that look of fear on Hans's face was totally legit. Rickman was shook, just like Hal Pacerni wanted. Rickman even admitted that he didn't remember the countdown, but he had definitely felt the adrenaline rush from doing the stunt. Jim Carrey wasn't just acting as the Grinch. That guy was literally transformed into a walking, talking sourpuss with all that makeup and prosthetics. It was so intense on set that even the special effects makeup artist had to seek for specialized help after working with him. Now that's method acting. Roll credits.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.